Good morning. My name is Tom Quaid. I'm the Deputy Director of the Akron City Health Department and the President of the Ohio Public Health Association. And for the sake of time, what I'd like to know is very quickly, the audience I'm talking to, how many of you are from a state or local health department? Okay. And how many of you are involved in a significant way with your state affiliate or local affiliate? Okay, good. I think just going to leave this slide up there for the sake of time, and again, and really try to just take about 5 minutes, talk a little bit about what's going on at the Akron City Health Department, about some of our history with providing experiential learning opportunities for students, and then also spend a couple minutes talking about the potential opportunities for the affiliates of APHA with regard to this, and then open it back up for questions, because I think that there's a lot to be said here. I think that I probably get kicked out if I don't do that slide. I don't have a financial relationship. Okay. From the Akron Health Department has a long history, and I feel compelled to give a nod in this direction because that long history has been led by a gentleman that's in the office smiling at me right now. As a teaching health department, the Council of Linkages, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to do my best to do that justice. We've been involved for I don't know how many years, longer than I've been around in public health, with the Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine. It's our local medical school. It's a consortium of colleges of medicine that provide the medical education for the vast majority of Northeast Ohio. The Akron Health Department has a very close tie with that institution for a number of reasons. Functionally, I'll stick to the functional ones. Our Director of Health has an appointment as a number of our employees at the Health Department as community faculty at the Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine, and that relationship is very strong. The students that go through the medical program have a variety of different experiences at the Akron Health Department. That's evolved over time. Now I think it's built in throughout their medical experience from year one throughout and has taken different shapes and is led by, well, it's actually pretty much led by the Akron Health Department, although there are a number of other community agencies that are involved in providing those opportunities. But going back to something that's been discussed earlier, a big piece of that is that reflection and that conversation that happens following the experience. But this isn't about the med school academic experience. This is about the undergraduate public health experience for students. A step in that direction. We have a number of students that aren't medical students that are coming through the Akron Health Department. A number of nutrition students that are coming through. We have a public health nutritionist at the health department who is, I think, almost daily has a student on her arm and looking for some place to have her sit down and work with her. Most recently, we have a number of counseling students, again, graduate students coming through. We are somewhat unique in the local health department to have a counseling and alcoholism services program in the department, and have a number of students that are coming through there. That's actually provided a nice opportunity for getting a good gauge on whether these are prospective employees or not. So that's another opportunity for the health department. We have health educators, we have sanitarians, environmental health specialists, folks that are coming through the department again at the graduate level. Very recently, however, we've had some experience with the undergraduate students. Most notably is one that I'm sort of just wrapping up with myself. A student came, sent an email, they saw the website, and said, I believe it was a Kent State University student, so just outside of Akron by about 20 minutes, is interested in public health, in Medicaid, Medicare, things like the health administration, sort of a variety of issues. He was not your typical undergraduate student. I would say that he's probably more like a someone working on a capstone project for their MPH or something. This was an undergraduate student by definition, by age, by class status and all of that, but a very mature undergraduate student. And we were we had an opportunity about a year ago to take a look at something with regard to Medicaid administrative claiming. And it was an opportunity for us to pick up some extra dollars from Medicaid in terms of our involvement with outreach and things like that for pieces that we had already been engaged in, really, but just not being reimbursed for. It seemed an opportunity to have a little free labor, have a good, solid student, provide an opportunity for him to learn more about what the health department does in his determination of opportunities where we might be able to take advantage of this Medicaid administrative claiming project that was offered through the state of Ohio. And it worked out very well. It was a perfect fit. It was a no-brainer. It was something that was going to sit on my desk for another 6 months if we didn't have somebody that could come in and do it, because that's the way that things happen sometimes. We were very fortunate in having a number of very involved managers that were also had a lot of experience with undergraduate students, with students in general, that were receptive to the idea of having a student come in and participate in this way. That was a positive experience. We've had graduate students that where we've had positive and less than positive experiences. Susan mentioned earlier the issue of it takes time. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time and energy to have a student come in through a health department. One of the things that sort of mitigates that a bit is having a structure in place. And I think if you're a local health department, coming from a local health department or even a state health department, if you don't have that structure in place, you're going to spend an awful lot of time on the process rather than the experience. We're fortunate to have that mechanism in place, so we don't have to deal with that. Before a student comes in and has day one, even if it's shadowing, we have an understanding with that institution, an MOU or MOA. We have very specific guidelines as to what it is that student in particular, not in general, but that student in particular, needs to get out of their experience at the department. We have a set of criteria that we need that academic institution to adhere to with regard to the amount of time that they have faculty contact. The faculty contact with whoever is in charge of the unit that they're engaged with at the health department. So we have those communication pieces in place. We have those agreement pieces in place. We have their learning objectives in place. We have a very solid understanding of what needs to get done, because that'll kill half of an internship if you don't have that in advance. So that's let me sort of leave it at that and move on very quickly to the affiliates of APHA and what opportunities are available there. I see this as a really a win-win for the student, as well as, well, win-win-win, the student, the academic institution, and the affiliate. In terms of the win for the academic institution, I think many of the local affiliates, not all of them, certainly the capacity varies drastically across states, and the non-state affiliates as well, FANUC and DC Metropolitan. I think that probably within 15-20% of the affiliates, the capacity does exist to serve as some type of facilitator in this process, whether it's a database of warehouse of opportunities, a website where internship or experiential learning opportunities in local health departments or community public health agencies exist, some standard place where folks can go to look for those opportunities, research them. Students know how to use the internet. They can be given a website and they can go and take a look at some of these opportunities and go back to their faculty preceptor and say, this is an internship that I've identified. I think that's a very real opportunity for the affiliates to do that. The win for the student is, again, you have that easy access to, potentially easy access to opportunities. You certainly have opportunities to network within the local affiliate. That's one connection from the student to the affiliate. That benefits both, obviously. the affiliates, the more experience the affiliates get with students, the more the affiliates are looking at students and opportunities there. What are going to be the member benefits for students? What are the students looking for? Obviously, the opportunity to provide mentoring, things like that. The benefit to the Public Health Association. One of the things that all of the Public Health Associations share is a, we all need. Very few of them have paid staff that are full-time staff. Many of them have paid part-time staff. Very few of them, I think maybe a couple, have support staff in addition to their paid staff. This is an opportunity, I think, really for undergraduate students across all study areas. Marketing students. Public health needs to be marketed. Public health associations don't have the capacity to go out and say, how do we capture the attention, how do we capture the eye, how do we capture the ear of potential members, of legislators, of whomever. Marketing students, political science students, communication students, IT students, government relations. There's so many of these things that aren't public health students that would benefit public health. And I'm going to wrap it up there, but there's one observation that I sort of made as I was listening to the other presentations. Susan talked about the graying of the public health workforce. You couldn't tell it from up here looking out there. Maybe you can tell it out there looking up here. And the question is, you know, what does the increase of an earlier exposure to public health for students, what does that mean to the public health workforce? That's a question I kept asking myself, but I think the sister question to that is, what does it mean for public health to have a general public that has a more developed understanding of public health? Because, you know, just I see the one potential path of this. I was a psych undergrad. A psych undergrad means that you're going to go to grad school someday. I'm looking at, you know, the idea of a bachelor's in public health, and what does that mean for the public health workforce? We don't have a public health workforce that right now describes job qualifications by having a bachelor's in public health. For very few of them do we even have that for a master's in public health. We do for some, and I think that that's growing. So that's an issue there. But I think that that second question, that sister question, what does it mean to have a public that has had the core courses, one course, two course, three courses, a bachelor's in public health that has led to a master's in public administration. Those are the things that I think benefit public health. I think they benefit the public health workforce. You have now a population that, when they're facing an opportunity to fund their local county health department, they know what public health does. We keep talking about telling that public health, what is that public health story? Well, if we're telling a public health story to a public that's had a public health exposure, it's probably going to resonate a little bit more. And I'm going to leave it at that and open it up for questions. Thank you.
I've often been accused of being an idealist, and I think it showed here in that we had a great, I think, set of presentations. We don't have that big chunk of time that I was hoping for, but we still do have a little time. So what I'd like to do is entertain questions. To maximize the time, if your question deals more specifically with one, two, or three of us, focus it to or direct it to that person. Otherwise, I'll just farm them out. And speak loudly, please.
Anecdotal data, we don't have specifics, but it looks like about when you talk to undergraduates who are coming into majors, you're talking about 50 to 60% who see themselves as pre-med or at least pre-health professional. about 25%, 20-25% our best guess is, see themselves as getting a graduate public health degree. Now there is some overlap between those two groups. But many of them see themselves as going on to health law or environmental areas or a whole variety of other areas. Minors are not very controversial. I think people have accepted in arts and sciences and in public health minors. Majors are controversial because there is not the professional identity that goes along with them. So you've opened up a whole several days discussion, so I don't want to get into that right now. But clearly, that is a tricky issue. No question, you're right, and there is efforts to be doing this now. The CDC is very interested in it. There's a K-12 initiative. The Schools of Public Health been working with CDC explicitly on that, and once again, that's a whole big area about what's being done. But there is efforts, and you heard about the Young Epidemiology Scholars Program. That's been very successful. Most high school students who are science oriented have not heard of epidemiology. But they may not have heard of public health yet, so there's lots of work to do.
clerk.
Got one last question, but I think the speakers are willing to stay around, so I'd invite anyone who has other questions to come up when we're done. And also, if you want to link up more, you know, with the effort, there's a yellow pad right on the center table here. Feel free to, you know, drop your name down and email, and we'll be sure that you get more information as this effort evolves.
We've used about 60 per credit hour as the contact hours, but that varies depending on the setting and things. But basically, that's the 60 hours per credit of community service.
The program that we have at the University of New Hampshire actually is a 10-week full-time, full-work week experience that's required. It's done over the summers, and students get 3 academic credits for that experience. Thank you, and again, the speakers are available to talk with people individually, and there's a yellow pad down there, or it was down there, circulating.
Did you get a good list from the volunteer, from the council?
Yeah.
Committee, good.
Next.
Oh, you're next?
Yeah.
Oh. Looking like turning over the room to fellow COAer. Hi.
Yes, I think the next session.
Actually, let me see. It should be on the computer. I think Henry said you were going to go first.
Yeah.